This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Rite Aid has Christmas lights on its shelves. Starbucks has brought out the red cups, so I guess it is now official. The holiday shopping season is upon us. For those who keep track of these sorts of things, we are going to spend, says the Consumer Electronics Association, $33 billion on gadgets and electronics this year. No small amount of that will be on big screen TVs, which gets us to the latest installment of our series, Screen Wars.
Got no money down.
That one's in the dirt.
On a brighter note, commercial break.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech, here to make me smart on big screens and the economics thereof. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai. I got a question for you.
All right, man. Hit me.
What's the biggest screen you have in your house?
Yo, I think it is 40 inches, yes.
40 inches. Television.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to talk about this because we're not quite where I would like us to be, which is I would like you to have an entire wall of your house be a video screen. And
okay.
I want to talk to you about why that isn't yet. A lot of people, they're doing their holiday shopping right now.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing they can get is, as near as I can tell, I'm just looking at Samsung as an example here. Best thing they can get is 110 inches diagonal, ultra high def, 4K TV. It only costs, Kai, $39,000, $999.99. So,
okay.
You know,
so a couple of things. I've got four college educations to pay for. But why? I mean, assuming one wanted a wall-sized screen, why couldn't one have one?
So part of the issue is how we manufacture this stuff,
okay.
Right? These screens are really complicated to make. I talked to a couple of engineers who deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
And the tricky part is these screens, they use these tiny, teeny, tiny little transistors that are all laid under glass, which, as you know, is a pretty brittle material,
yes,
right?
It is.
And if you screw this up, if you're making one of these things and you get one little tiny transistor wrong, after you've manufactured this, you actually have to throw the whole thing out. So the overhead for making this stuff is actually really complicated, and it's hard to ship this stuff. So they're hoping that they can actually innovate in this area, and people have been working on it for a while, but we're not quite there yet.
So I'm gathering that Moore's Law does not apply here, right? Because I have in my pocket right now in the studio, well, not in the studio because I don't bring my phone to the studio, but I have sitting on my desk in my office more computing power in my phone than took people to the moon. And yet we can't figure out how to get me, should I so desire, a wall-sized television screen for Christmas at something less than $4 gazillion.
Right. You know, Moore's Law does not apply here. We're not, you know, putting more computing power into these things. We actually have to figure out new ways to make them. And that means maybe making screens that are flexible. Sony's actually been working on this. They made something called digital paper that is actually a flexible screen. But still, even if you want to actually build a factory that makes the kinds of TVs that you and I have in our houses right now, it costs like $100 million just to make the factory that makes these things because it's a really complex process. But this is why we have this problem of not being able to make giant wall screens.
It's kind of interesting, that barrier between a 40-inch screen that I can get probably at Costco for $500 versus the really giant ones that eventually everybody's going to want.
Right. You may have heard several weeks back, Google X Labs, this place where they're doing all this exciting Google stuff, they're starting to work on modular screens, like little almost tablet-sized screens that you can that all can plug into each other. And so that's one way of going at this. I think it may actually be more likely that we do the virtual reality headset thing. You've seen this stuff, right? The Oculus Rift.
I have.
So I think one possible future here is that instead of having a giant fancy digital screen on our wall, we're all wearing some silly looking goggles as we walk around the house. And the goggles actually, instead of doing this like 360 degree environment, you could sit down on the couch with your goggles on and it could project a giant screen on the wall for you. What do you think?
I think that's bananas. That's what I think. I think that's bananas. But you know, you're the tech guy and I'm not. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Kai.